This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I was saying earlier, one of the companies caught up in the volatility of the past week or so is AMC Entertainment, the beleaguered movie theater chain that until recently wasn't sure it was going to make it out the other end of this pandemic. Out in the real economy, meantime, there are still some real challenges for movie theaters, including the nonprofit Belcourt Theater in Nashville, Tennessee, which closed in the spring, opened back up in November, and then closed back down again at New Year's. The Belcourt's executive director, Stephanie Silverman, is one of the 10 people we have been following in our series about the American labor force. It's called The United States of Work. Hey, Stephanie, it's Kai. How are you?
Hey, Kai. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You rolling on your end?
I am rolling.
All right, good. We're just going to keep it here. We're going to use this as the hellos. Standard first question with a caveat here. How's business, given that you've been closed since January the 1st?
The movie ticket business is fairly slow, I will say. Although, you know, we got some great virtual films streaming and people are watching them. And then this weekend, we're rebooting our drive-in because the Belcourt is a satellite site for the Sundance Film Festival this year. So people will be outside in January in Nashville, which is not really that warm.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun to see audiences again.
Is being a Sundance satellite thing, does that come with some cachet for you at the Belcourt?
You know, they gave us some support to help, you know, hire people for panels and some other stuff. The ticket sales that we are part of our film offerings, we do get to keep the revenue from those. So that's okay. Super helpful for us for sure.
All right. To the brass tacks then. I mean, you're trying to get by. You can't really do what you do for a business. What are you going to do?
Well, we are super excited about this, you know, about the last federal funding bill, yeah, which had what was once known as the Save Our Stages program in it. It's now called the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant.
Mm-hmm.
The application hasn't opened yet, and it's been about a month. But if that happens, I think it really will allow us to get through the next several months to the point where we are seeing much more widespread vaccination. It's pretty clear that that is the piece that people are waiting on to feel comfortable about coming back into public spaces.
Yeah, for sure. It was pretty clear cut to you that after being open for a minute, as we talked about last time you were on around Thanksgiving, you kind of had to close it down. I mean, there was no keeping it open, right?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers got so severe. It feels a little bit like we're back into the unknown days of last year as we approach the year mark of being closed.
Which is kind of unbelievable. We talked a lot in our first couple of conversations during the pandemic about your staff and the care you were trying to take with them, acknowledging that a lot of them are low-wage workers to begin with, and this is a gig economy for a lot of them. Have you been able to keep paying them?
Yeah, well, we had a minute where we had to furlough some. We were able to bring a ton of them back on when we reopened. And right now, they're still on the payroll. We're keeping them paid. And we all feel really committed to doing that for as long as fiscally possible. I mean, I guess if we don't pay them, they do not get enough money through other federal programs to be able to pay their rent, pay their utility bills, and buy food. Just the really bottom line basics.
All right. So this is kind of an awkward turn, but let's do it anyway. Let's assume in a number of months that is somewhere in the single digits, fingers crossed, the vaccine is out, you are able to open up again. The movie industry has changed. It just has, right? And this whole streaming thing is not going away. Releases to online at the same time they're in theaters is not going away. You worried about the Belcourt in its, you know, short to medium term future?
You know, I hope this isn't Pollyanna-ish, but I'm not.
Okay.
I really think that once people feel like they can be out in the world again, they will want to be out in the world again. And while streaming is a reality, it's not communal. And communal still matters. Whether it is dining in a restaurant or whether gathering in the parks with a ton of people around, going to festivals or watching a movie in a theater, I really think that that's going to matter in the long term.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Stephanie Silverman is the executive director of the Belcourt Theater. They are in Nashville, Tennessee. Talk to you soon, huh?
Thanks, Kai. Take care.
You too.